This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving Fort North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war on our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it. Who isn't helping?
Not long before that, number two Senate Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia's beginning exercises with its Yards International, intercontinental that is, ballistic missile system, with thousands of personnel and hundreds of pieces of equipment, according to the country's defense ministry. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed the importance of the fight for the eastern city of Bakhmut, telling the Associated Press Tuesday a Ukrainian defeat there would bring pressure from the international community and summon Ukraine to make compromises with Russia. Zelensky has said Ukraine will not engage in peace talks with Russia until Russian forces have withdrawn from all Ukrainian territories. Since launching its full-scale invasion last year, Russia has claimed to annex four areas in Ukraine in a move overwhelmingly condemned as illegal by the UN General Assembly. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is